This is Dr. John Paul, along with Evangelist Minister Linda from Life Saving Ministries. We want to welcome you back to our study in spiritual mountain climbing. We'll continue with the Gospel of Matthew and focus on chapter 5, verse 9, which relates to the Beatitudes when Jesus gave his Sermon on the Mount. The topic today is centered around, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." First, let us begin in prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, as we come humbly before your throne of grace today, we ask you to forgive us of all our sins as we repent of them before you. We desire your favor today in the understanding of your word as we study what you have given us to gain knowledge and wisdom from what you've instructed us to do. We ask you to open up our minds and hearts as we unwrap your word. Give to each of us a very special message, that it may touch us in a very special and meaningful way. We ask this in Jesus' blessed and holy name. Amen. Matthew 5:9 speaks to each one of us individually. It not only tells us that we will be blessed by what we are about to read and learn, but it also instructs us in a way each of us should live our daily lives. Jesus specifically teaches us that each person who is a peacemaker will be blessed. What does he mean by the word peacemaker? Hebrews 12:14-15 says, "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness and springing up into trouble you, thereby make many be defiled." Note the very first words of the passage of Scripture, "Follow peace with all men." In the English Standard Version, ESV, the word "follow" is also shown to be "strive." Jesus desires each one of us as his believers to not just follow him and his teaching, but to strive to draw near to God with their full and entire faith and a cleansed mind, heart, and conscience. Hebrews 10:22-23 and verses 26-27 explains this even more clearly. And it instructs us too. It says, "Let us draw near with true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to do good works. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour their adversaries. Yes, a true peacemaker draws closer and closer to the one and only peacemaker who came to save us from our sins and bring us peace, i.e. Jesus Christ. The only way one can accomplish this drawing is to come to Jesus with a heart full of assurance and faith, one who has banished evil and lawlessness from within their hearts and minds. This is the problem we face here in our country today, the fact that so many refuse to come to Christ with faith and belief in Him. They refuse to accept peace and forgiveness of those who have sinned against them. All they want to do today is practice evil and lash out with vengeance and lawlessness. How do we know that it is Jesus Christ who continues to speak to each one of us today? Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2 says it specifically. But in these last days, He, Christ, has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed the heir of all things. The Word of God speaks in these days in which we live, for it is the last days before the prophecy will be fulfilled, when the Messiah, Jesus Christ, will return to earth to set up His earthly kingdom in the capital city of Jerusalem. He will return with His church, whom He raptured up prior to the 7 years of tribulation. He will return with them and His angels, and with them He will rule the earth during the 1,000 years period called the Millennial Kingdom. Yes, Jesus Christ has been appointed and anointed by God the Father to be the heir of all His creation and all things pertaining to and of the earth. Peace will come, and peace will accompany Jesus Christ when He returns. But for now, all of those whom He shall observe as peacemakers shall be called sons of God. This takes a sincere, genuine, and honest commitment to draw near to Christ our God and follow Him with peaceful nature and heart, showing peace toward the brothers and sisters in Christ, as well as everyone we meet. This requires a full commitment of faith and belief in the promises of God and to engage in the practice of following the divine love nature and character of Christ. Without having one's heart fully cleansed of unrighteousness through one's faith and belief in Christ as Lord and Savior, then they or we are standing on the brink of falling into the hands of Satan for an eternal punishment in hell. We are mandated by God as true and honest believers in Christ, as our Lord and Master, to live a peaceful life and not to take out vengeance against anyone. In Deuteronomy 32:35-36, and in Romans 12:19 and Hebrews 10:30, the Scriptures specifically teach us that vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Anyone who strives to vindicate themselves shows the lack of faith in God and His promises. He also demonstrates spiritual nearsightedness, which means one's looking at the present, not at the full picture of the view of eternity. Jesus came to reconcile and the Word or the world and to save them from their sins if they would only come to faith and belief in Him. How about you? Are you looking at the world and what it has to offer you? Or are you looking at the bright future one can have in eternity with Christ? Nearsightedness will cause death and destruction, which looking upon unto Christ for one's eternal salvation will bring a new life and a future of peace to all mankind. We're celebrating Father's Day this Sunday. We want to recognize all the fathers who are listening to this broadcast and pray that they will be blessed with a special blessing from God today. We also want to challenge each and every father to make a commitment to their family and friends that they will live a life committed to walking Christ-like in peace and harmony with God. In doing so, I would like to read the resolution that I would like for each father to consider today. Some of you may have already seen this resolution and made a commitment to serve our Lord, our God, in a special way. For those who have not, we challenge you to commit as I read this resolution. The resolution, I do solemnly resolve before God to take responsibility for my wife, my children, and myself. I will love them, protect them, and teach them the Word of God as the spiritual leader of my home. I will be faithful to my wife to love and honor her and be willing to lay down my life for her as Jesus Christ did for me. I will bless my children and teach them to love God with all their hearts and their minds and all their strength. I will train them to honor authority and live responsibly. I will confront evil, pursue justice, and love mercy. I will pray for others and treat them with kindness, respect, and compassion. I will work diligently to provide for the needs of my family. I will forgive those who have wronged me and reconcile with those I have wronged. I will learn from my mistakes and repent of my sins and walk with integrity as a man answerable to God. I will seek to honor God, be faithful to His church, obey His word, and do His will. I will courageously work with the strength of God provides to fulfill this resolution for the rest of my life and for His glory. I would like for you to sign this resolution and date it, the date that you agree that you will serve the Lord. And as it says in Joshua 24:15, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. If you would like to receive a copy of this resolution, please send us a self-addressed and stamped envelope, and we'll mail one to you. Also, if you would, please consider a tithe or donation to our ministry by becoming an Airwave missionary. For only $1 a day, $30 a month, it would make a big difference. Send your requests, comments, and or prayer requests to Life Saving Ministries, P.O. Box 2164, Tallahassee, Florida, 32316. May you be blessed in your decision to do the Lord's work in spreading the gospel message and consider taking on this resolution. Now, as we close out this portion of our program, prior to hearing Minister Linda, I would like for you to listen carefully as Carol Robertson presents this special message and song, Just Go By.
You can't go by your feelings, they'll lead you wrong. You can't go by some preachers or some gospel song. You can't go by the church or being baptized. But there's one thing you can go by. You can't go by religion or what others say. You can't go by the prayers you've said on the way. You can't go by your good living, 'cause one day you'll die. But there's one thing you can go by. Has done. Just go by your faith in the Son. Just go by the old rugged cross. Just go by His blood paid the cost. And whenever you're doubting that the victory's been won, just go by what Jesus has done. The troubles that you've been through. You can't go by the memories of the good deeds you do. You can't go by your money or the blessings of life. But there's one thing you can go by. Just go by what Jesus has done. Just go by your faith in the Son. Just go by the old rugged cross. Just go by His blood paid the cost. And whenever you're doubting that the victory's been won, just go by what Jesus has done. And whenever you're doubting that the victory's been won, just go by what Jesus has done.
I'm Minister Linda here today talking about peacemaking. Peace, the seventh step on the rung of our rope climbing the mountain to heaven. Peacemaking is a Christ-like influence that calms the storms of life. Matthew 5:9 says that peacemaking is a Christ-like influence. It says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." Peace is harmonious relationships between men, between nations. It is a sign of friendliness. It is freedom from molestation. It is order in the state. Remember peace, order in the court, quietness in the churches. It is the harmonized relationships between God and man accomplished through the gospel. The sense of rest and contentment. Remember, he says to be content in the season in which you are planted. The God of peace is a title used in Romans 15:33 and 16:20. We know that Christ is the Prince of Peace. Peace means that you are full, made perfect, entire, and it's often rendered through salvation. We become a salvation offering, that Romans 12:1-2 sacrifice, a living sacrifice that is conformed not by the world but transformed by the renewing of your mind. It is reconciliation with the Lord. It is expressing an earnest effort unto peace. The Word of God says if we pursue peace in passionate pursuit, that we shall be saved. We must keep peace and we must be at peace. The Lord bid the disciples to be at peace with one another, gently rebuking their ambitious desires. He said, live peaceably with all men. Live in peace. It is a general exhortation to believers to be at peace and to make peace. We are not only to be peacemakers, but we are to be peacekeepers. Peace is the fruit of righteousness found in Hebrews 12:11. Peaceable or peaceful. This is produced in communion with God the Father through his chastening, the wisdom that is from above. Peace means that you hold one's peace and you are to be silent. I don't know if you ever thought about this, but God gave me a revelation that goes like this. Silence, silence the enemy. Ask yourself how and why. Silence silences the enemy because when you are being slapped in the face, when you are being slandered or ridiculed or jested, if you just remain silent, the enemy has nothing to attack. Silence silences the enemy, and silence avenges the situation. If there's a circle that you were to join, and when you walk up, they are gossiping, slandering, being intermeddling busybodies, and you turn around and do a U-turn and walk off without saying a word, your walk talks and silence avenges the situation. They will stop and begin to say, we must have said something wrong or did something wrong or came up against the obedience of Jesus Christ because she did a U-turn and walked away. The Word of God says, be still and know them that I am God. That means keep silent, because he will avenge your situation. He will go before you, and that's when you relinquish your right to vengeance, because he says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Mark 4:39 says, be still. Remember the old time muzzle? You know, when you're going into somewhere where there's going to be a lot of controversy, put your muzzle on, be still, know that he is God. Peace is required because God desires that we dwell together in unity. So it requires that we be peaceful and we be content in the season in which we are planted. I want to share with you some scriptures on peace. Psalm 4:8 says, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Luke 1:78 says, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us. That's the Prince of Peace. To give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace. Luke 2:13 says, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Romans 8:6 says, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Romans 14:17 says, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." Galatians 5:22 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against there is no such law." Remember that in the Word of God it says, "A quiet, meek spirit is a pearl of great price unto our Lord." Peace is promised to believers. It is a gift of God. Psalm 29:11 says, "The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace." He gives abundance. Psalm 119:165 says, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." He gives perfect peace. Isaiah 26:3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." He gives peace like a river. In Isaiah 48:18, he says, "Oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandments! Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea." Peace is a legacy of Christ. John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." John 16:33 says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." He gives you peace that passeth understanding. Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Peace was bestowed through Christ. Isaiah 53:5 says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Thank you, Lord. Acts 10:36 says, "The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all." Romans 5:1, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Ephesians 2:14 says, "For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down this middle wall of partition between us." Colossians 1:20 says, "And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven." We are to seek peace. It is our duty. Job 22:21 says, "Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee." Psalm 34:14 says, "Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it." Isaiah 25 says, "Or let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me." Colossians 3:15 says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Today I want to give thanks to God our Father, for he is hallowed in all ways today. And I want to say that he is your nourisher, your protector, your upholder. And he is one that we become advanced in through the knowledge of Jesus Christ. He is our Father. Christ never called him our Father. He called him my Father. Our relationship is intimate relationship with God the Father through God the Son. The Father is the source or giver of whatsoever provides illumination, both physical and spiritual. He is the grantor of mercy, and he is our creator. Whereas the everlasting power and divinity of God are manifest in his creation, his fatherhood in spiritual relationship through faith is the subject of all of our New Testament revelation. For the presence of his earth on earth, his son. The spiritual relationship is not a universal, but it is an intimate personal relationship. He says, "The peace that I give you transcends your intellect." Well, most of your mental energy goes into efforts to figure things out. You're unable to receive this glorious gift. He looks into our minds, sees our thoughts spinning around and around, going nowhere, accomplishing nothing. All the while, his peace hovers over you, searching for a place to land. He says, be still in my presence, inviting me to control your thoughts. Let my light soak into your mind and heart until you are aglow with my very being. This is the most effective way to receive his peace. Peace is only found in the presence of the Lord. Pray that you all have a wonderful Father's Day today. Talk about what the duties of a father is among you all. Let all those who see you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. Until next week, love God's way.
Old things will pass away. A new life will begin when you call. Darkest hour, when you're lost and all alone, friends have all forsaken, and it seems all hope is gone. When you trust in Jesus, from that moment you believe, all your sins he'll wash away, and pardon you'll receive when you call. Jesus will forgive you and become your dearest friend when you call on him. Old things will pass away.